Pennsylvania's Opioid Trust is responsible for ensuring counties and other local governments appropriately spend hundreds of millions of dollars coming their way from settlements with opioid companies. But as part of a joint reporting project with Spotlight PA, 90.5 WESA's Kate Giamarisi says some advocates are concerned the trust's meetings lack transparency.
The 13-member trust has had two public meetings so far, but transparency advocates object to aspects of how it is conducting business. Some decisions about what specific expenditures are or are not allowed have happened at private meetings. Melissa Molesky, an attorney with the Pennsylvania News Media Association, says under the Sunshine Law, those types of meetings should not be closed.
The public has a right to witness and participate at all stages of policy formation and decision making, including before a committee.
And unlike many other government meetings, regular people can't address trust members by making public comments. Susan Osterman lost her son to the opioid epidemic. She says she'd like the opportunity to speak to trust members at meetings and doesn't want to see families like hers left out of decisions.
Don't forget the families. You know, we live every day in pain.
Trust officials say they're confident they're following the law, and to allow comments would be too time-consuming. The trust's next meeting will likely be over the summer. Kate Giamarisi, 90.5 WESA News.
This story was co-reported with Ed Mahan of Spotlight PA.